Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was fun with a capital F. Wow. Can I admit something to you?
Do it. You won't.
I will.
You probably will.
Last night almost became one of the great regrets of my entire life.
Wait.
Sports regret.
Sports regret. I was going to say.
Yeah, not like
I've had a few. Thank you.
You say that every Friday night. So I almost left.
Wait, you almost what?
I almost missed the end. Almost. But there was enough in me to be like, I should watch one more possession. But I, I got three wobbly kids at home. And so I was like,
and a bunch of problems.
Yeah, so it's important for me to like, I was trying to be one of those people that's like, I got to beat the rush. And when you have a game like that where everybody waits to the end, I'm like, ooh, this is going to get crowded real fast here. So they go down seven and I head for the tunnel. And I literally am walking down the tunnel and the Warriors have the ball. And I'm like, hold up. Let me get on my toes and see what happens here. And I think that was the Melton three. Pow. Down four. Okay, hold on a second. Let me stay here in the tunnel for a second. Defensive stop. Pow. The other end, another three. I am now turning around and running upstairs. I am running back to my seat.
Giddings.
Back that thing up to get back. And watch the finish and Steph Curry's outburst, which is where my head is right now. Would love to know from you, Dibs, from all of our listeners, 888-957-9570, on what that Steph outburst meant to you, or what is your translation of it? Because as we just detailed, that was one of the biggest emotional outbursts we've ever seen from him.
In the regular season, for sure. And what that meant to me is that Klay Thompson is full of Casey Schmidt. This was not just another regular season game in November, and it wasn't for Klay. It wasn't for 400 Warrior employees. It wasn't for 18,541 hat-wearing fans. It wasn't for Draymond, Steph, Klay, Steve, anybody. This was not that. And, you know, you look at the crowd, and you and I talked about this maybe right when the game was about to start. The fact that on a normal Warrior regular season game, we're tipping off and you might be three quarters full. You might be four fifths full. Every single seat was taken before the introductions, because you and I got up to our seats at about the same time. There was about 4 minutes to go till introductions. And that place was full.
Oh.
People were sitting up in their chairs. They were attentive. And nachos or no nachos, beer or no beer, whatever, everyone was there and ready. So that was not just another game in November. So when Steph finally does what he did, which, man, the emotions of that, because he doesn't want to lose that game. You don't want to lose any game, but you don't want to lose that game where your brother shimmy shakes on your court.
Well,
and you're down seven late.
I think for sure all those things are true, but it also developed even more within the game. Like, let's pretend, and again, all kinds of scenarios could have played out. Let's pretend for a second that Clay goes 3 for 15. Let's say that Clay has hit 2 threes, not 6. And they're both in the first half. And maybe the Mavericks, maybe Luka continues to go off like he was in the second quarter. And maybe the Mavericks are up by 10. But Clay had very little to do with it. Then how are Steph and Draymond feeling? But the beauty that nobody could have predicted, the beauty of what developed last night was the game within the game within the game.
Right.
Because you had Clay's return, and then you just had a high-level Western Conference matchup. But what developed inside of that was the big three now on separate sides of the court, one-upping one another, and every time they score, they're giving it to each other. And I mean fiercely. I don't know if you could see this on TV, but there was just huge, forceful trash talk, pointing with fingers in your face, doing each other's dances right in front of benches. This was going on the entire night. And so when Klay Thompson hits two, especially one dagger that called timeout on the floor, Mavs up 5, we're heading to the bench, high fives, Klay's strut is on point. You have to know that in that moment, Steph Curry is seething. Like underneath, just bubbling beneath the surface. That's what I love. He's like, no.
Not tonight. Not here. And that's where we sometimes underrate Steph Curry's competitiveness, because we look at Draymond Green, and Draymond is, he's a growling dog of an athlete. He will fight you literally. He will foul you. He'll flagrant you. He wants to win more than anybody else. And then we look at Steph. He's kind of a sweet guy. He's nice, good father, kind of a finesse player and all the rest of it. And then you watch what happens after he hits the three to go up 4, and he does the big body bump with Buddy Hield, where he jumped about 7 feet off the ground.
Seriously.
And he beelines to the camera, and the facial expression, and I have it paused right here on my computer, the growl, the scowl, the anger, the emotion, the passion. We sometimes, and I think I do, and I won't speak for you in the audience, but I know that I underrate just how much of a ferocious competitor he is.
You better stay here. That's my amateur lip read. You better stay here. That's what I see him saying. I could be wrong. But I'm with you. And take a listen. We're going to go to the phones here in just a second. That Steph outburst, how did that hit you? What is your translation of that? And then here is Draymond Green after the game talking about the constant jawing that was going on between the three.
Hit a shot on him, you're going to say something to him. He hit a shot on us, he said something to us. He did a little terrible shimmy he did. it's awful. But that's the competitive nature. You know, you don't win 4 championships together without that competitive fire. He has that, and we've known that forever. We have that, and he's known that forever. And so that's always going to happen. You know, when you play against your brother, people always talk about, oh, man, why are those guys close? When you play against somebody you close with, you want to beat them even more. You know, you want to play well against them even more. And it just raises that level of competition. So seeing him over there, you want to play great. You want to do great things. And that was kind of the mindset. As far as feeling old or worrying about, if I'm totally honest with you, I had zero emotions towards, this is Clay's return. Now, I did some things to make sure I had zero emotions about it, but, you know, it wasn't just like, I don't care. No, of course, we're human beings. We care. But been at this a long time, man. Played against a lot of friends. This obviously different. A guy who, you know, Klay Thompson gets just as much credit as building this as Steph Curry and myself, if not more. You know, he is right at the center of that. So, you know, we haven't had quite that thing. But nonetheless, it just wasn't that for me. It was a basketball game that we really wanted to win that has implications more than just a regular season game. And that was about it.
Well, I hope
NBA Cup is what he's saying.
Sure.
NBA Cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I heard him say.
Yeah, I know.
It's got more implications than just a regular season game. Want to own the cup, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Implication sensation, if you want to call him that.
But yeah.
I just want to let the guys know this.
Cha-ching!
Whatever it is that drove you last night, go ahead, tell us it was the NBA Cup. It wasn't the NBA Cup. It was ball, man. If you've ever played ball, you get this. This isn't out of line. This isn't out of character. This isn't lacking class. That's ball. That's how ball works. That's how it sounds. That's what it looks like. And I want these guys to know that from what the Warriors did to set this whole thing up, and some people might have thought it was perfect, other people might have thought it was cheesy or campy or over the top for an opponent or whatever your opinion might have been going in. The setup and then the delivery of that was about as entertaining as sports gets.
No doubt.
So more of that, please. In Philadelphia tonight, their stars won't play.
Yeah.
They won't even play. If you want to know what has made this organization special through the years, is the competitiveness that Draymond Green is talking about right now, because stars in other cities, you can't even get them to lace up. But these guys, on November 20th,
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On November 12th, are at each other like a championship was on the line. So I know everyone wants to do thank you, Clay. Thank you to all of you. That was as entertaining as sports gets.
That's high-level sports right there. And I couldn't help but think this morning coming in about Guru and his sports, man.
Sports.
Because that's what that was. It was sports. And you talked about it being ball. And for me, my takeaway is it's more about family, because I know when I get together with my brother Mike and my brother Doug sports, and we go on the golf course, which doesn't happen a lot, but when we play golf together, the three of us, it is ratcheted up. I want to beat both of them. And it's not because Mike's better than me, and he is, and Doug used to be, but he's not anymore. It's my brothers, and I'm the youngest of three. So whenever we would play Sorry, the board game as kids, or Yahtzee, or whatever it was, Nerf Hoop, it was always ratcheted up because you want to beat them. And so last night was that. It's Clay and Dre and Steph, and they are athletic brothers, and they're actually closer than that off the court. And you get that moment and all the captain hats and all the rest of it, and Clay starts to get hot, and you're thinking, oh, no, this can't happen. And you know that Steph was thinking that down 7 with 4 minutes to go, like, no, this is my house. This is my blank, and you should have stayed here, and I'm going to have to turn this thing around. And he didn't do it single-handedly, but the big dagger and then the in-the-camera moment.
Double dagger.
Dude, the dagger to go up 4, and he goes right to the camera. And that face and that moment, wow, he stole the show.
And understand, that outburst was Clay. That had nothing to do with the Mavericks. It had nothing to do with the standings. It had nothing to do with the fans. And it had nothing to do with the hats that you were all faithfully wearing. That was Clay. And I don't mean that in an angry way.
No.
The energy in the building was something different last night. Something very, very different.
Yeah.
And it was something that was clearly not lost on Steph Curry and very, very meaningful to him.
Yeah, and I almost had the similar regret that you did. Not that I was going to leave early, but I actually was standing next to Grandy and Lucas, and when they called timeout with four and change to go, I needed to be among the people. I didn't want to witness the rest of that in silent media mode, and so I beelined down to the lower level and got to my favorite standing room only spot, and I was able to enjoy the last 4 minutes as a fan. And thank God I did that, because I didn't want to have to just sit there on my hands up there in upper media.
650 just texted in on the Comcast business text line. This is kind of a fun little one-liner. Thank you for everything, Clay. Night-night.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.